T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Just ahead of our top local story, we have breaking news in the nation's capital. The Pentagon is currently on lockdown after multiple gunshots were fired near a platform by the facility's metro station. A Pentagon announcement says the facility is on lockdown due to police activity. We'll bring you additional details as we learn more. Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. Cook County's top judge says efforts are being made to offer more protection to domestic violence victims. And the plans include service after business hours, as we hear from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Cook County Chief Judge Tim Evans says not having a way for domestic violence victims to have their cases heard after 5 in the evening potentially puts the victims and their families at risk. That's why Judge Evans says a way will be found to have emergency petitions heard 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That will be for orders of protection, no contact orders, and no stalking orders. Currently, courts are available to domestic violence victims 24/7 in Los Angeles County, Miami-Dade County, Maricopa County in Arizona, and Dallas and Harris counties in Texas. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Dozens of motorcycle riders spent the weekend taking over Chicago streets and expressways, and at one point, bringing traffic on the Stevenson to a standstill.
Video shared on YouTube shows the bikes described by one woman as a swarm, performing stunts, riding on sidewalks at times. One is shown doing a wheelie and losing control, crashing and taking out another rider under a bridge on the Stevenson. One of the bikes burst into flames and the rider was briefly on fire. Rebecca James was in her car behind the bikes.
How many people's lives were put into danger?
She recorded video and spoke afterwards to CBS2.
My life was in danger. There's no doubt about it. There's a sense of like, what are you doing in our space? Get off.
The riders who crashed were not seriously injured. The bikes were all gone when state police arrived. On a previous weekend, dozens of motorcycles were recorded crossing Lakeshore Drive on a footbridge. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man who reportedly escaped from Elgin police custody last week is back behind bars. The Daily Herald reports 21-year-old Hugo Avila was arrested in Hanover Park. Avila was in Elgin police custody on traffic charges when he reportedly escaped while being transported to the sheriff's office in St. Charles a week ago today. However, authorities say no details are being released on his recapture. CTA is reminding riders that wearing a mask is still a requirement on trains and buses.
The CTA says nothing has changed, and a policy that requires riders to wear face coverings on buses, trains, and at stations is still in effect. However, pictures posted to social media over the weekend appeared to show many Lollapalooza attendees cramming CTA stations without face masks, defying orders from Mayor Lightfoot, who went as far as to threaten consequences and more enforcement. In a statement to WBBM, CTA officials say in part, "We continue to educate and remind customers of the mask mandate through signage posted on every vehicle and rail station, along with announcements on platforms and vehicles and messages on digital screens." Free masks are also available on all buses and at all train stations. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The school board in Geneva District 304 has delayed a final decision on whether everyone will be required to wear masks indoors when school resumes. The Kane County Chronicle reports school administrators have already said they want the mask mandate, but board members said during a special meeting last night they'd like more information on how the plan will work. Three more winners have been chosen in the state's COVID vaccination lottery drawing. The winners of the $100,000 prizes live in Schaumburg, Springfield, and Macon County. The winners will be notified by email and telephone. Naperville will require face masks in city buildings starting today. Officials say the decision was made after reviewing new guidance from the CDC. Visitors will be allowed to remove masks once they're seated at board and commission meetings, as long as they're vaccinated and socially distanced.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.